The San Bernardino, California massacre, along with new information that the perpetrators likely were radicalized, has frightened many Americans who already were unsettled by alleged IS-inspired attacks across the world. In November alone, the terrorist group claimed responsibility for major attacks in Paris, the downing of a Russian airliner over Egypt, and a stabbing and shooting in Bangladesh. House Homeland Security Chair McCaul said that the president needs a brand new strategy.
I've had enough. We cannot be blind to the threat before us. ISIS is not contained. It is expanding at a great cost to the free world. In November, the group managed to conduct three major terrorist attacks on three separate continents in just 3 weeks.
McCaul said he will introduce new legislation in the coming weeks to boost national security, including a bill this week to tighten security on the U.S. visa waiver program in an effort to keep terrorists from entering the country. President Obama sought to reassure Americans in a rare primetime televised address Sunday night.
We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. Our success won't depend on tough talk, or abandoning our values, or giving in to fear. That's what groups like ISIL are hoping for. Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless, and by drawing upon every aspect of American power.
Response to the president's speech has mostly fallen along party lines, with Republican presidential candidates criticizing him and many Democrats praising him. Independent analyst Seth Jones said the president said a lot of the right things, but added,
"But I still think there needs to be a franker recognition that the U.S. is struggling with this issue overseas, and I don't think he was completely forthright in noting that despite a withering air campaign, that the Islamic State has continues to hold big chunks of ground in Iraq, including in Anbar province." In Syria, including Raqqa, they have expanded into Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and a number of other locations.
The president again called on Congress to do its part in the fight against IS by holding a vote on an authorization of the use of military force resolution for the ongoing operations in Iraq and Syria. But so far, Republican leaders have not brought the measure up for a vote.